Hello and welcome to the Forest Deva audio meditation. At this time, you should be in the location, the wild space where you plan to do your solo walk, or perhaps you are at the start of your solo walk. And this meditation is a means of tuning in to the forest spirit or nature deva of the area that you are in. So if you are standing or sitting is fine. We'll make sure that we feel stable wherever we're at. If we're standing, our feet feel stable on the ground, because we're going to start with our eyes closed. So closing our eyes, we're going to begin by rooting down and tuning in to where our body is connecting to the earth at this time, and sending down roots from either our tailbone or our feet or legs or all of the above. And we're going to imagine these roots traveling down through the earth, all the way down, growing wider as they reach deeper into the different layers of the earth, traveling all the way down as deep as they will go, maybe even to the center of the earth. And pause for one moment and wait until you feel the earth receiving you. It might be a sensation or a sense or an image in which you can draw up earth energy through your roots and into your body, feeling yourself grounding in place. And just as you notice the places where your body made contact with the earth, also noticing the places in which different parts of your body make contact with each other, maybe your arms on your legs or your torso. Perhaps noticing what your clothes feel like on your body, the places in which your clothes make contact with your body, the weight of the cloth. You might notice where your skin is exposed to the air and how the air feels on your skin. You might feel a breeze or sunshine. You may notice the temperature of the air on your skin. And if you throw back your head and take a deep breath through your nose, are you able to catch any scents, any smells on the breeze or in the air around you? If you're sitting down, you might grab a handful of dirt or leaves on the ground and sniff them. If you're standing up, perhaps you smell your own shirt sleeve or your hands or your hair. And then drawing in your breath through pursed lips as if you were sipping a straw. What does the air taste like in your mouth? Is there a taste? Or perhaps there's the taste of something you had to drink or eat earlier, still in your mouth, or your toothpaste. Noticing any tastes. And then opening your ears wide, we're going to seek out the most far away sound. Listening for the farthest away sound. And now listening for the nearest by sound, the closest sound to you. It might be your heartbeat or your breath even. And then allowing your ears to be open to all of the sounds around you, like one big symphony of sounds. And in a moment, we're going to open our eyes, but not yet. When we do open our eyes, we're going to imagine that everything we perceive is also perceiving us. So as you are ready, you can begin by opening your eyes low to the ground. Capturing the shadows and light, the details and colors. And as you slowly begin to lift your eyes to the horizon, remembering that everything you perceive is also perceiving you. And at this time, you can begin to feel into the spirit of the forest or of the land you are on. And introduce yourself. You can do this silently. It's okay to do it silently or out loud if you're comfortable doing so. And just allow yourself to use your heart sense. To know that you are communicating, that you are being heard. And give your intention for being on this land. You can keep it simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. Your intention is in your heart. And then at this time, you might ask permission from the nature deva, the forest spirit, to be there on that land, proceeding with your solo walk. And then take time to listen for an answer. It may be very subtle. You may sense it or hear it or know it. Feel it energetically. There may be a sign. And when you receive permission, at this time you can ask for protection. If there's a particular kind of protection you want, you can ask for that, or you can make it very general. Just asking for guidance, protection and safety as you traverse these wild lands, that no harm will come to you. Maybe asking for any predators to stay at a safe distance, knowing that you are not prey today. You can also energetically imagine a bubble around you of protection. And when you feel complete, it's time to give back to the forest spirit with gratitude, giving thanks. Perhaps you have a gift to offer, like a song, a special item from your altar, a strand of hair, some symbol of gratitude. Any symbol will be appreciated. You can pour water from your canteen onto the earth. And as you go about your solo walk, you can continue to practice this reciprocity, continuing to ask permission and to give thanks in return for what the nature beings and the forest spirit has to give you. And when you're ready, you can proceed.